Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company.
Stop flipping around the dial.
Beach and Company.
And let's hit the beach for a while.
Beach and Company.
The all-around talk of the town.
Beach and Company.
He'll pick you right up when you're down.
Beach and Company.
Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The big draft. Everybody's talking about that. I hope they draft Josh Allen. I know you're saying, wait a minute. We already did. Josh Allen's on our team. Yeah. Yeah, but there's another Josh Allen available. I think that they should draft any Josh Allen that's ever available. A whole team full of Josh Allen.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Can you imagine Murph and Kelso trying to call a game if you had like five or six Josh Allens on the team and they were all playing and put them all on the same side, either offense or defense? I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know Josh Allen was that common a name. I guess it's not that uncommon. So, yeah, I can see it. There is one available. I think he's a tight end.
No, he's a defensive lineman out of Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But he's not a quarterback. That's
no,
the key.
No, he's not.
Because it'd be even more fun if the other Josh Allen was also a quarterback. Then that would be lots of fun because you'd have to say which Josh Allen just did what.
Right.
You know, and the nice part is if one got injured, you'd have another one to put in.
Right.
So you don't even have to change the call of the game.
Josh Allen backing up Josh Allen.
I'm just trying to make things easy.
But the odds of drafting another quarterback would be slim.
Yeah, slim. And none.
And none.
I don't think. They're going to draft a nun, did you say?
Well, she's pretty tough.
That would be good. Can you see a nun with a habit with her name and number on the back? On her back, she'd have the Ten Commandments.
Yeah,
I think that would be cool. They can press those pretty quickly on draft night.
She might have an unfair advantage.
You know what surprised me? But she'd be good on the team prayer.
True.
You know what really surprised me? A reporter earlier said that it's in Nashville, that there are going to be 350,000 people there. Now, this has got to be outdoors, right? Is it indoors?
My guess is it would be partial indoors, partial outdoors.
Because 350,000 people is
certainly
a lot.
Not going to fit that many in a stadium.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of people. I guess they're really crazy about it.
I wish, you know, I don't know if the NFL is going to rotate draft site. I know last year it was in Dallas. For years and years, it was Radio City Music Hall in New York City. But I wish they would rotate it, and that would be something great for Buffalo to host.
Oh, that would be good. And we know the format. Okay, they introduce the commissioner. Everybody boos.
Yes.
Everybody boos. And then when they start picking the names, the guy comes up. He usually is a very large guy.
Sure.
And they put a hat on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a jersey on him, which has his name. And does it have a number on it?
Usually number one.
Number one. Okay, so that's the number one. And sometime during the stage appearance, he will grab the commissioner and plant a kiss on him.
They'll embrace.
Yeah, I always thought that was a little out of bounds. You know what I mean?
A little Biden-esque.
Just a firm handshake ought to be able to do it.
Well, no, wait. Why don't we get into hip times? We should fist bump.
Chest bump. Yeah, exactly. That's what we gotta do.
Maybe a headbutt.
And nobody knows really what the Bill's going to do.
Everybody is
guessing, but nobody really knows.
And that's the great part about this year. You know, last year we were pretty sure it was going to be a quarterback,
but sure.
This year they can go in so many different directions.
I think they should draft John Elway because Kelly is a little banged up, so maybe Elway. We'll go for Elway.
I was hoping they would draft Nick Caligiuri, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you'd like to be there on signing day.
Oh, absolutely.
Bob Lanier's father, I'll never forget this. When Bob Lanier signed his NBA contract out of, you know, there's a lot of money involved. His father, who was a character, said, When he signed it, he went and opened a checking account with two checkbooks, one for him and one for me.
That's awesome.
I love that. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN. The word SNOW was in the forecast for later in that weekend. Certainly not much, but the mere fact it's in there is kind of like a bummer, don't you?
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it.
No, I don't want to see it. It's not cute anymore.
No.
Remember in the fall when you get see that first flake and you go, oh, look, look, honey, come to the window. It's snowing.
Yeah, let's play Christmas music.
Yeah, and that was the last.
Yes.
Yeah, Star was already on the Christmas music before that first flake fell.
Right.
So we say, oh, yeah, fa-la-la-la-la to you too. And now you say something to you too, but it's not that.
Yeah, for
maybe
me,
you're
winter
listening to
always, I'm always sick of it by January 1st.
Yeah, so we're all set to get into spring anytime you would like.
Which means lots of outdoor work.
For you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to come over and help?
That's why you have children.
Yeah.
Now, they may not be able to work as much as you, but I think it's good to teach them how to work hard like Dad. Your father taught you that, and you should teach your kids. Don't let them sit in the living room playing video games while you're out doing the yard.
I try not to. I do try to get them to help, and Nick has gotten a lot better at it. He'll do it. Samantha, she's good for about 5 minutes, and she doesn't want to. She's done.
The attention span isn't there. Huh?
Yeah, right. It's she's you know, give me my bike, give me my scooter. I want to play.
Well, I think that's true with little kids. Did you see that video of the NBA video of the guys having the water gun fight? It was Shaquille O'Neal and let's see, I'm just trying to think of who it was. It was two NBA superstars, Barkley. It was Barkley and O'Neal, and they were talking about Dingus Day, and they had these like super soaker things, and O'Neal had like one under each arm. He's pretty menacing, no matter whether he has a gun or a squirt gun. Either way, very menacing guy. And they were having a ball. They're talking about Dingus Day. It was a nice plug for our parade and our festivities, and they were squirting each other.
That's cool.
I think when you get a squirt gun in anybody's hand, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter how serious a person they are. It doesn't matter how revered they are. You could probably give the Pope a squirt gun. Anybody. It doesn't matter. You give them a squirt gun, and they have fun, and they got to try it. They got to try it. Got to squirt somebody.
Squirt guns are a blast. I have several with the kids. What we do in the summertime is we have our squirt gun wars, and I have bought a couple last year that have backpacks that you fill
with water.
It has a hose comes in and feeds the gun, so you have a lot of water to use.
Because you don't want one of those like little pistols where you get about four squirts out of it.
That's the one I give to Samantha.
Yeah, and then you're out.
She's outgunned.
I think talking about things that are fun just in their own sake, I think squirt guns are one. Another is a kazoo, because anybody, you can give a kazoo to Samantha, and she'll play a tune on it. It's easy to play.
Yeah, but they get annoying after like 5 minutes.
Well, kids get annoying after 5 minutes too, but you got to keep them around longer. But the bottom line is they're fun.
Yeah, they are.
They are. For kazoos and that. Okay, what else would be fun just because they're there? I'm just trying to think.
Frisbees are a lot of fun.
Oh, frisbees are a lot of fun.
In fact, what we're doing now, because, you know, I've mentioned this before, we're big fans of Dude Perfect, and these guys are trick shot artists, so they're super good at what they do, whether it's a basketball or a frisbee. So we set up obstacle courses and targets in the backyard.
That's good. Sure.
And I have about 6 frisbees that we toss at the various targets.
Those are the guys I saw like last year where they can do anything with those frisbees. 40 yards away, they can put them in an empty barrel. And, I mean, amazing. They go up on high elevations and toss them around. You think it's the same guys?
No, Dude Perfect will do that with basketballs. There's a group of guys I know who you're talking about that do it with the Frisbees.
They're
and
good. Man.
Brody something right now.
They are really.
Brody Smith. He's a former professional disc player. He's one of them. They're
very
absolutely
good.
Amazing.
Very good. And it's kind of fun.
It is.
To get away from the humdrum, boring day or the angry day when your light bill comes in, stuff like that.
Well, this year we have planned as obstacle courses that we're going to set up in the backyard.
That's good.
And whoever does it the quickest time is going to win. So Samantha and Nick are wound up for it.
And see, what you do is you have the path of the obstacle course end at the refrigerator. Then everybody wants to play.
That's a good idea.
That's where the ice cream is.
The ice cream or the Freezy Pops, those are big.
Those are good. All right. I like gummy bears, too, just in case.
Gummy bears are okay.
Now they're making some medication that comes in gummy bears.
Yes, and you could get pretty much anything down. It's great for kids. Like Samantha will not take a pill. Whatever reason. So we give her gummy ones, and she'll chew them.
You know
what
works? I learned when I had horses. They have this thing, looks like a big pea shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the horse's throat and blow the pill down there. Try that with Samantha.
Oh, yeah, okay. That might work.
No, when we were doing commercials for the Compound Pharmacy, they can make medication into different forms, like lollipops and stuff like that. But now I guess the manufacturer has certain things that I've seen them advertise on TV.
Yeah.
That are like gummy bears. But the medication is in them, and that's a great way to give medication to a kid, I think.
What I do is I'll crush it up, and I put it in pudding, either vanilla or chocolate, and
that's good.
Give it to her that way, and that she'll take it.
The worst way to give medication is to try and give any kind of medication to a cat.
Yeah, no, forget it.
The cats are smarter than we are. You can bury it in the food. You can put it in a little pill pocket. You can do all kinds of things. You can, do a song and dance in front of them and slide the pill down their throat, and they'll spit it out.
Right.
They're very good at that. All right, let's see. What do we got going on today? Well, and now there are 20. Yes, there are 20 people running for president on the Democratic side of the ledger. And it's not over. I mean, there could be more. But right now there are 20. And the newest addition is probably the most famous of them all, and that would be Joe Biden, formerly known as Creepy Joe, before he is officially a candidate for president of the United States. And so I'm thinking, who will last longer in this race? Who will last longer? I'm not saying who's going to win it. I'm just asking who's going to last longer out of these two people. In one corner, I have Crazy Bernie. In the other corner, I have Creepy Joe. They're both about the same age. They have different perspectives on how they present themselves. Crazy Bernie is gruff and rough, however, shows a little weakness when two women approached him at the podium and he ran away. Remember that, Tony? He just left the podium. He stopped talking.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, two women, I think, from Black Lives Matter approached the podium.
Yeah.
He said, feet don't fail me now. Crazy Joe is fun to watch because he's got a good resume, but he also has a book on all-time famous gaffes. So it'll be interesting between these two. And the reason I put them together, they're about the same age, and age always plays in one of these contests. JFK got the benefit of age. And others, like Ronald Reagan, it was counted against them.
The funny part is, as you hear the left, we are sick and tired of
old white rich
men running for office. So who are the two leading candidates?
Two old white rich men. That's exactly right. So get used to it. My guess, I'm not going to tell you my guess. What would be your guess? I'm just saying who lasts longer, because one of them could win. The presidency. It's possible. I hope not, but it's possible. So what do you think? Which of the two old white rich guys, Crazy Bernie or Creepy Joe, do you think will win?
I think it depends on if the rumor is true that the Clintons want to take out Biden to open the road for Terry McAuliffe to run.
Oh, Terry McAuliffe.
I don't know if I buy any stock into that. If the Clintons don't try to ruin anyone, I would think Biden has a better chance than Bernie.
And, and also, what you got to remember is, last time the party tried to fix it for Hillary, and they botched it. And Hillary didn't win, in case you didn't get the paper. So I don't know this time. I'll give you my opinion between Crazy Bernie and Creepy Joe, who will last the longer, on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company of Sandy Beach, and we're talking about the fact that Creepy Joe has thrown his hat in the ring. Already in the ring is Crazy Bernie, and that makes number 20. So I want to know who you think will last longer in the race. Would it be Crazy Bernie or Creepy Joe? Do you have Joe's audio there that announcing that he is a candidate? You do have it.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans. And a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Okay, now, if you listen to the verbiage on that, I think what he did, he and his team sat down and decided they have two paths that they have to follow. One path certainly is aimed at the President of the United States, because that's the ultimate goal, is to win the presidency. But the other half is at against his own party, even in that, in this regard, that what he's trying to do is separate himself from the crackpots that are in the Democratic lineup, because they have several that are there that do not represent the same thinking as he does in that video. So he wants to portray the president as the bad guy, a friend of Ku Klux Klans and white supremacists. That's, he's trying to label him with that. Same time, separate himself from the, as I said, the crackpots in his own party. I think that of the two, Crazy Bernie and Creepy Joe, you got a distinct choice. There is a good choice there. Crazy Bernie doesn't have much warmth. He kind of barks everything out. And his basic message is, come get the free stuff. Yeah, come and get the free stuff. We're here for it. America, the way it was, you can forget that. Where are the new Americans? And that's his theory. Joe, Creepy Joe, knows that there are a lot of people in this country that love this country on both sides of the aisle, and that he's trying to appeal to, let me get that guy out of the White House. He's doing he's not doing the country justice, and also separate me from the crackpots in my own party. Does that sound like I have a handle on that?
Yeah, I think you're pretty accurate. Crazy Bernie is going to pander to the extremists out there in his party.
Absolutely.
Joe's going to pander more towards the center, even though he's more to the left, but he's going to try to bring the party a little bit more towards the center. They're both phonies.
Remember, he was the rebel last time between him and Clinton. He won't be the rebel this time. They got all kinds of rebels that are, some are running and some aren't. But they all have a voice in the race.
I think one way of looking at this is by eliminating. Who would you eliminate already? And we see several of them. Why they're in this race is a mystery.
Yeah.
They have no chance.
Maybe they're seat fillers.
Right.
You know, in case somebody gets sick.
Maybe the mayor, he might have a shot at gaining some traction.
But do you notice how quickly it changes? One day, Beto, he's our guy. Wow, superstar, young guy. Now that mayor, you're talking about, oh, he's our guy, superstar. That's what they've done through this whole thing. And now they've ended up, and it's not over yet. There may be more, 20 people. First of all, I don't know how you put 20 people on a stage. I don't think you do. So we'll see what they do there. All right, I'm thinking that of the two, Bernie is the harsher of the two. He's the more extreme of the two. Crazy Joe may be crazy, but he does have a certain charm, I think. And even though he's absolutely gaffer, anytime he's in front of a microphone, I think he has more. Convincing power than Bernie does. So I'm saying that Creepy Joe will be ahead of Crazy Bernie when it all ends.
Biden will appeal to the person out there who doesn't pay any attention, knows nothing about politics, knows nothing about what's going on. All they know is that they don't like Trump because that's what they hear their friends say. He'll appeal to them. Crazy Bernie is going to appeal to the college kids and anybody that wants the free handouts and people who are for socialism. And I think, as of right now, that seems to be the leg up. But I think in the end, don't forget, too, Bernie can be bought.
Remember, it's called the flavor of the month, the flavor of the day. What's the flavor that they're looking at right now?
And it'll change a lot.
That's been changing a lot, yeah. So you and I both say that Creepy Joe will outlast Crazy Bernie in this race.
Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page. So Biden, this is a text. Biden knows he can't win on the crazy policies of the left. So yet again, he is going for the racial attacks. Yeah, that's in part of his entry into the race video. All right, where did Bison get the horrible music? Fundamentally change America? Question. What? Changed like Obama's 8 years? See, he shouldn't have used that in there. I can tell you that.
That triggered a response in my mind.
When he uses that, we've been fooled once. We better not get fooled again. Now, I don't think he's Barack Obama by any manner of means, but we fell for that fundamentally change once.
I wonder who the party prefers, who the Democratic Party prefers. Do they want Biden or Sanders?
I think they'd rather have Biden. Not much. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a member of the
Because it really seems Democratic like the Democrats Party. Are split right now.
Well, they are split. But the bottom line is, of course we knew it. It happens all the time in any race. First of all, your enemies are your own party, and then your enemies are the other party. But the bottom line is that this is more important than ever because you're looking for a different direction in the party, party platform. What kind of planks are going to be in there? Is this going to be further left? I mean, look what's happening in New York City under our own nose. You were reading some of the things that de Blasio is doing there that are outrageous. All that stuff is going to come up in a general way during this race. So it'll be interesting to watch.
I think you'd have to believe that Pelosi, Schumer, and the old school Democrats will side with Biden. The AOCs of the new Democrats will side with Bernie because they want socialism.
They're going to side with the person that has the best chance to win. And I don't think that's Bernie.
I don't think they have a shot at beating Trump.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just saying of this group, that's what you have. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Back after this. Don't forget, too, Tony, one thing we have to take into consideration, and we'll have to think of who can handle this better, is what's going to come out during this presidential election. If the Attorney General Barr is a man of his word, there's going to be an inspection and a dissection of what happened and how it happened with the Russian ties to President Trump. And I think we're going to find a lot of Democrats with their hands dirty with that.
Including Obama.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking because Creepy Joe served under Obama.
And promised that he will be a continuation of Obama's.
Yeah. So if you liked Obama, he's trying to say, if you liked Obama, I'm Obama, but I'm white. And that's basically it. I don't think... at least on our side of the fence, that there's a great love for Obama and a yearning to come back to him. So we'll see where that goes. But there's going to be interesting dialogue with when these queries are finished to see who's involved with what. So that's it. But Tony and I both feel that Creepy Joe will outlast Crazy Bernie. Neither one of us feel that anybody's going to beat Trump, at least so far from what we know. He's done a good job. And the text people kind of back him up, although certainly people that listen to this show and this radio station kind of like Donald Trump. Trump has had more success in 2 years than Obama did in eight. We do not need a repeat of the administration that has already failed. So that's that kind of settles what they're really talking about. Here's another one. Joe the plagiarist Biden. I predict a lot of his public addresses will be pre-recorded. He is not a good speaker and is prone to gaffes. Well, that's true. A lot of gaffes. And it's almost like you're waiting for the next one. And then what happens is, even if he's trying to make a legitimate point, if you get a gaffe in there, that's what the news people will pick up on. And the point kind of either loses its effectiveness or isn't germane at all. Everybody focuses on the gaffe, like the time he was addressing a large crowd and told a man in a wheelchair to stand up. Unless you're the Reverend Al, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think a tell will be who the media goes after between the two. If, let's say, they start beating up on Bernie, then that's what you know, how you'll know the DNC is backing Biden, and you can flip that as well. So I think that how the media handles this is really going to determine what the DNC's thinking is.
Well, remember, now the Democratic Party is really split in what it represents and who it represents. It's really split between the young wackos and the old guard. They are what they've always been, I guess. But the bottom line is, this is very important to get that out during the primary, because they all want to win. So it'll be interesting to see how much they hammer each other. I mean, they usually always do, but to what extent?
Yeah, and who has the power? Is it Pelosi and company, or is it the young freshmen?
Yeah, if the Republicans stay unified, and they stay unified for a good reason, because they think he deserves another term or maybe two terms, I think it's as close to a done deal as you're going to get. I think you're dreaming if you think that people are going to turn their back on Donald Trump when financially they're doing so well, job-wise doing so well, foreign affairs doing so well. Why would they want to change that? We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.